This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Tucker hits a high fly ball, deep right field. Frelick goes back, he looks up, long gone! Another home run for the Cubs tonight.
There's a deep drive into right center field off the bat of Pete Crow Armstrong. This ball's gonna leave the yard. A home run for PCA.
Pay that man his money.
That's right, PCA, the experience, the lifestyle, the mindset, whatever you want to call it right now, that vibe, that's what's happening. I've got to ask Ian Happ at 11:45 about him raising the roof ironically again. The face is getting more serious. He needs to watch out. He's veering into millennial pout. You know, they hate us, but I just want to warn PCA, you know, with that pout and the raising the roof, you're starting to make me feel like I'm back in 2007.
It's a good place to be. I was in a better place in 2007.
Weren't we all? Actually, I wasn't. I was making $0 and trying to live in Austin. It was not easy.
Look, like the PCA experience, what's that been like for the first 7 weeks of the season, right?
The better question is, like, ask his teammates. This has been incredible.
And it's in every way, you know? And, like the dude is just fun. And you want that to be kind of the poster of what you're doing, right, is the fun along with the winning, and you create the juice that we're talking about here. It's a big word with me. If you haven't listened to the podcast, we talk about juice a lot. This Cubs team's got juice.
First of all, not only do I listen to the Take the North podcast, I have the wristband, which I wore to
an
event where I
yet.
Met a couple of Bears executives and had to hide it under my sleeve because I didn't want them to think that I'm crazy. And then additionally, I watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know that people know, but the Take the North podcast is available on YouTube. So sometimes, creepily, you guys will be on my big screen at my apartment.
I don't always love the YouTube version because sometimes it's like, oh man, like, you know, we got to get this done in the morning where everybody's flying around. And then you're like, man, this is not made for camera this morning, right? Like with Grody and I, and sometimes Dave the Cat intervening and making his presence felt. But
I love
it is
Dave
what it is.
The Cat cameo.
We talk about juice, though. What's your favorite juice, Dan? What's the best juice?
So this is a weird personality trait of mine. There was a stretch for about 15 years that whenever I was on an airplane, I would order apple juice when the flight attendants came around. I don't drink apple juice anywhere else except in like seat 26C, right? Like,
is there a particular brand that you're partial to?
No, on the whatever they have on the airplane, right? Like whatever they've got
like
there.
Mott's.
I think if you were to like put me here now and said, okay, what juice would you have every day for the rest of your life? I think I might go grape juice.
Not orange?
I don't know. I feel like there's a pull to grape juice.
I don't know
juice.
Last time I've ever had grape juice.
I used to drink orange juice every morning for breakfast, but now I just drink water. Okay, so I also used to drink just ginger ale on only planes.
Weird, right? Like, why?
A lot of people have a
plane-only
drink.
Why is that?
I don't know, but like my brother and I thought we were the coolest people alive and would order ginger ale on a plane.
Apple juice doesn't even pair well with the cookies they give you, you know? So it's like, what are you doing,
with the Biscoff?
I went to Diet Coke.
The Biscoffs are good, though.
Biscoff is amazing. Sometimes the CVS has it on special. I get it every time.
My daughter loves it. So sometimes I either ask for multiple or I just stack it and throw it in the backpack and then pretend like I'm a hero when I come home.
It's the cinnamon. The cinnamon makes the Biscoff special. There's a little cinnamon. I feel like it's a brighter day. Put some in my coffee today. Speaking of making it a brighter day in baseball joy, I think you're right about PCA. Like, this is a fun experience. It's also proving his value to right. the team. Homegrown, well, home traded for talent, I should say. But either way, you scouted that talent well. You dealt Javi Baez for him, and he's paying off and continues to do so. It speaks to the bigger issue. And we had a texter earlier tonight, or today, text in and talk about, A, Kyle Tucker's average. I appreciate the thought, but OPS, my friend, OPS in this scenario is your key determiner. Also weighted runs created plus and slugging. But point being, I think they were also trying to talk themselves out of the Cubs having enough money to sign Kyle Tucker. Like, that's what you do, right? You're trying to find the negative stat that makes you feel better about your team not spending money. Well, I'm going to flip your script.
Yeah, right.
John Heyman was on with Mullion Haw yesterday and says, you can do both, PCA and Kyle Tucker extension.
Well, they should be able to afford both guys. Their revenues are very high. This is a very successful franchise. They've done great from a business standpoint. They did not come close on Bregman. That looks like a bit of a mistake at this point because he is... He's right. Not going to be the MVP because, you know, that's basically done at this point. The judge will be the MVP, but he'd be in the running. Otherwise, he's been incredible. They made a run, which was a good idea, but, you know, this is a team that still seems to hold the line, I think. And, you know, I've been on here many, many times talking about how they need to spend. Still, their biggest contracts have been for Hayward and Swanson, under $200 million. Now, neither one of them, Swanson's terrific defensively, but neither one of them has really gone crazy here on the north side, right? Even though they did spend that money, but and obviously spend more than the White Sox. That's double what the White Sox have spent on anybody. I know I see you rolling your eyes over there. I'd love to see them. They got to sign. You got to sign, whether you call him PCA or Pete or whatever. You're going to get a good deal on him at this point, right? I mean, I don't think he needs the money. His family, they're... You know, I don't know if they're well-to-do, but they're doing well. He's made a little bit of money. He's not desperate, but you got to do that because you can do it for $100 million or less, which is nothing in today's day and age. So got to do that. Tucker, it seems like he's willing to talk in season. So that is a great sign to get something done. I had a rival executive tell me they got to put the $500 million in front of them. They're not going to do that. That's not the Cubs, but you got to – make them a good offer in season and give it a shot. Well, it already has. I mean, certainly Soto raised the bar, and then, you know, Soto might be a one-off to some degree, but then you got Vlad with the $500 million. I get Toronto was desperate. They had to do it. Toronto's an even bigger, you know, they even have bigger money, you know, spend. Yes. They're richer, even richer owner, and they were in a position, they should have signed him years ago. And they thought they were going to get Ohtani. They thought they were going to get Soto. They didn't get either of them. They had to keep a guy who wanted to be there. It feels like Tucker, if he seems to be willing to talk in season, he wants to be here. So let's get it done.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
get it done.
That's it. Dare to dream.
Just get it done.
Stop arbitrating against yourself when it comes to wanting a player like Kyle Tucker. Stop it. I don't need to hear about average. I don't need to hear you lie to yourself about, as a fan, how the Rickets don't have the money. Nonsense.
No, that's complete nonsense. And think big, right? Like, think the biggest. Think grand. And now you've got a player that obviously has shown he's worth it, who's off to a start that you will take every single day. Get it done. Like, just figure out a way to get across that path. Two guys there playing really well with a lot to gain by the way they're playing. And so hopefully the Cubs figure out a path to letting your imagination run wild.
630 says Soto was a massive overpay. Here's my issue with the phrase overpay. If that's what the market dictates that person is worth, then that's what you're paying. It's no different than the price of eggs. It's no different than the price of oil per barrel. If you want that, then that's the price you're going to pay.
Yep.
If you want that player on your team. And the justification for me is, when I'm talking about the top three offenses in baseball, according to OPS right now, and 1, 2, and 3 are Cubs, Dodgers, Yankees, or some combination of that order, that's what it should be.
Yep.
This is a team that should have that offense. You should have those players. You should spin for them because that's the team you purport yourselves to be.
Every single year, you should be in the mix.
Back up your real estate purchases with the assets inside.
Agreed. It's time. Get it done. And obviously, you know, understand, again, like you mentioned earlier, what the timelines are and what some of the immediate urgency is for this particular year and then obviously beyond, as you're trying to do grand things that have only been done once here in a long time.
So stop talking yourself out of this as a fan. I need you to level up. You're allowed and it should happen. That's it. I, you know, and somebody put aptly one day when we were talking about this earlier, buildings don't hit home runs. Yeah, real estate's great, but just like real estate, it's only going up.
Right.
Same with Kyle Tucker. But now is not the time to talk to him. You've got to wait until it's at least 70 degrees outside before you start pitching to Kyle Tucker about taking any sort of discount.
Well, it's going to be in the 80s by the end of this week, I think, and then we're going to get a warm front next week. So maybe it's time.
Dan Wiederer is also a part-time meteorologist here on The Score. Well, you're probably not certified, or you're not certified meteorology.
No.
Part-time weatherman here on The Score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.